Prior to 9/11, I tell this story a couple of times. I'm going to tell it again. It's my show. I can talk about whatever the hell I want. I want to talk about this. I remember when Madison and Reagan and I, when I was working for the company that was going to supply Sirius Satellite Radio with talk radio programming, I was chosen out of a nationwide talent search to be the host on the Right Wing channel. I think it was called Yak at the time. The company was based in San Francisco, and so, well, they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly. Loaded up the truck and moved to the city by the bay. We were to launch on around December the 1st, 2000. And we're in place in September. So I would bring, I had brought the girls out a couple of times to San Francisco. And because they stayed here in Louisiana with their mother. But I went out by myself to San Francisco. So I had brought the girls out a couple of times. And I remember the last time that we flew, which it was in March, I think, in 2001, that at that time we could, you could still say, have your bags been in your possession the whole time yet? Yes, they have. Is anyone else? No, nobody's messing with my bags. And they would actually take them. They would take them and put them on the carousel. And they would put the tag on the bag. Oh, how cool was that? The people, you know, at the check-in gate. And when you went to get on the plane, there was none of this boarding by zone or any of that garbage. You might have boarded by the row you were assigned just for efficiency. No stinking TSA, no blue glovers sticking their hands up my pants and whatnot. And when we flew back into New Orleans in that early day in March, when we came out of the jetway into the concourse at Moisant, there were Mom and Grandma and Grandpa. They could actually go to the gate and wait for your loved one or your friend or whoever and greet them. Do you remember this? It was actually, again, it was fun to fly. They killed it with 9/11. They slaughtered it. And today, it's the new normal, isn't it? We're like mindless sheep go, bah, I want a TSA brief. I'll submit to the background check. I did it just to avoid that. And that was a surrender on my part. I admit it. Just to get out of as much of this harassment and this oppression as is possible. How many of you remember when the TSA first started the porno scanners? Many of us refused. You remember all the people that would, I'll take the opt out. You know, I would just do it because I'm going to make you do a screening, sir. I am not going through that thing. I could. I know it's not going to matter in a hill of beans, but just on principle, I'm going to do the male opt-out or whatever it's called. For how long did we opt out? 6 months, maybe? The American attention span is short. We don't have attention spans in this country anymore. We have lost the ability to focus on anything and carry it through to fruition if it takes more than 6 minutes. So that lasted until what, 2009, maybe 2010, gone. When was the last time you saw someone go like, I'm not going through the porno scanner, I'm going to opt out? Nobody. It's the new normal now. This punishment, oppression, and torture that you go through in airports today. New normal. By the way, what also has been developed as the new normal during that time? Oh, traveling through American airports is the same as waking up in your house, rolling out of bed at the crack of nine, unshaving, you fat slob, with your Frito corn chip super scoop toenails sticking out of your smelly, skanky flip-flops, and then making your way in your Bahama Mama t-shirt and frayed shorts and Frito corn chip toenails through any airport. used to be a time when people traveled and recognized that I might meet someone I've never seen before. My mother told me, never get another chance to make a first impression. But apparently today, in 2020's face mask diapered up America, it is perfectly appropriate for the first thing that someone sees when they meet you to see your giant Frito corn chip scoop-sized snack as your big toenail hanging out of your well-worn skanky flip-flops or whatever sandal contraption that is you've chosen to wear in public. This is all part of the new normal. No one has any respect for my eyes or the dignity of my eyes. I try to have respect for the dignity of your eyes. You won't ever catch me in public, and a few of us. But we're rarities. We're weirdos, right? They're just eccentric. We're not eccentric. We're freaking polite. Where has that gone?